Blog Talk Radio.
That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound of the beast. That's the sound of the police. That's the sound.
All right, welcome to Sister Phyllis's program, and this is Bella Marie. She will be on, and
hello,
I'm just
Brother
holding
Muhammad.
The fort down until she gets here. Ms. Phyllis, is that you?
Yes. Yes, it's me. I've been trying to get on for quite some time, so I've been having technical problems, but I am here, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much, Brother Maurice, for stepping in for me. I really appreciate that.
Yes, ma'am. It's my pleasure.
Yes. Would you like me just to cut and continue, or were you saying anything? Did you need to say something?
No, ma'am. You can go ahead and take your baby over. I'm going to go ahead and get back in the passenger seat and enjoy the ride.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much. Okay. Greetings to all. This is Phyllis coming at you live tonight. I just wanted to show some love and express how thankful I am to Brother Maurice Muhammad for allowing me to start my own radio show. You truly have no idea how grateful I am to you. It is my third day on air, and I am so excited to be a part of the Initiative Radio Network family. It gives me great pleasure to be here tonight. And with this group, you know, you really and truly are a great group of people. And, yes, I truly do love you guys. Okay, well, I guess we'll get started with the topic. This topic is about self-validation. Yes, you heard me right and correct, ladies and gentlemen. Self-validation will give you self-gratification. Why do we need validation, and why do we need to validate ourselves? Well, let's just think about that for a moment, and while you're thinking about this, I'll tell you why I've chosen this topic for discussion tonight. Well, I've chosen this topic because oftentimes we allow other people's opinions to override how we feel about ourselves. Now, this does not apply to everyone. This is only for those of you that will allow someone else to stop you from pursuing anything that can very well give you gratification. And let me explain what I mean by that. Have you ever had a dream to do something so amazing, it truly made you feel that you could actually pull it off? I'm sure you have. Until someone comes up, a family member, significant other, maybe even a friend or relative, and opposes to one of the most important things in your life. And because you would value their opinion more than your own, you'd allow them to take away your motivation, and that's just terrible. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I think that we should take back our power and move forward in creating our own lives the way we want them to be. And if someone cannot support you, then they do not need to be in your circle, simple as that. So I'd like to take caller ending in 2872. 2872, you're on the line.
Peace and blessings, Sister Phyllis, that's me.
Oh, okay. Did you want to add anything, or?
You know, there's a thing that I've heard, and I'm glad you're talking about this because I wanted to know what's your thing on it. There's a saying that says something to the effect of, if you're not know exactly how it goes, but it gives the reference of either you're on my team and you're supporting me, win, lose, or draw, or you're not. And sometimes a person may not be going in the right direction or may not be doing the right thing. And so if you tell them, well, look, this is not the right thing or this is not the right direction, then they won't listen because you're not backing them up. Where's the balance that's supposed to be struck in that type of situation while you're looking for self-validation? Because that thing that you're trying to get validation in may be the wrong thing. So how do we judge accurately, you know, the things that should be validated versus the things that should not be?
Well, I guess, you know, you'd have to, you know, you have to know the difference between two. And, you know, you just have to know who you are, and you have to have self-confidence in yourself. I think that once you are confident enough that you want to pursue something or you see something that you can very well go after, but you might have people that are trying to deter you from what you want, then it's kind of hard, you know, because you don't have the self-confidence. It starts by loving yourself and, you know, developing skills that would allow you to move forth in your endeavor, meaning that you'd have to have confidence, more confidence in yourself. Self-determination is a factor, and if you have these things, and you're helping others helps to build your motivation and your self-confidence, because when you're helping other people, you're helping yourself in a sense. So I believe that you have to know yourself, and you have to accept who you are and loving yourself. There is a lot of things that go with that, and until you do that, you're always going to struggle with people that will come to you with negativity. And I mean, we're going to all have that. You know, we're always going to have people in our lives that are negative, and you know, they're speaking negatively towards you, and you know, you're going to have these problems going on in life, but you know, it's a way to deal with them. And I think that by loving yourself, like I said, and building your confidence and, you know, your self-determination takes you to a higher height, you know. So those are, that's what I believe. That's my own personal opinion about that. Did you want to add anything, Brother Muhammad?
Yes, ma'am. I'll just add a little bit to that. Because a lot of sometimes people think, well, you're not on my team because you're not saying what I expect you to say. And I think that's a wrong thing, because, you know, sometimes people can be looking for, you know, to do something that's just not the right thing to do. So, you know, they look for somebody to back them in wrong. And I think that as a team player or, you know, a member that's supposed to care for you, they should tell you what's right, regardless to whom or what. I've heard that saying, and I wish I could remember it verbatim, about, you know, you're either on my team or you're not, you know, regardless, you know, you're supposed to be down for whatever I'm down for. And that's just not true. You know, if you're trying to do something that you shouldn't do, it would not be good for us to be like, yeah, do it, and we know darn well that you shouldn't do it, you know.
Right.
So, you know, we got to have a little, you know, trust and a little, you know, common sense, because a lot of times our people will take that shortcut through hell trying to get to heaven, but while you're taking that shortcut through hell, Satan may grab you and keep you, and you ain't going to never be able to rise out to get to heaven. So, you know, it's better not to even take the shortcut, you know. So, you know, self-validation is a lot. But like you said, you know, when you know who you are and love who you are, then regardless of whom or what is on the outside, that doesn't affect who you are, and it doesn't change your core being. And so with that, I'll rest my mind.
That's very true. I have to agree with you before I take this call. Like you said, you can have people in your circle, and oftentimes we want people to agree, you know, with our opinions or agree with us, you know, when we're in the wrong, and that's not good. You know, we should, you know, value those friends that come in and they tell us, you know, the truth. And they're honest, you know, about what they see in our character. It only builds us and makes us, you know, become better people. So I'd have to totally agree with you on that. But I'm going to take caller ending in 2872. You're on the line. For some reason, this is not on my mic, too. I think my mouse is frozen. Sorry about that. Oh, goodness. Let me try. None of the calls are working. That's crazy. Let's see. Oh, my goodness. My mouse is frozen. What is going on tonight?
Hello? Oh, can you hear me, sister?
Yes. I can hear you, Sister Pamela, loud and clear. How are you?
Okay, wonderful. I'm fine, ma'am. How are you doing?
I'm fine. Going a little crazy, but I'll be all right.
It's all right. It's all good. What would life be without the craziness, ma'am? Go ahead.
Oh no, I was just saying I was trying to get these calls in, but for some reason my my mouse is frozen. I don't understand why I'm not allowed. You know, I'm not able to take the call, but maybe it'll just unfreeze eventually. I hope people don't say, well, you know what? They're not there. I'm hanging up. You know, I'm trying to get them on, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. Is your number ending in 2872?
No, that's not my number. I think it's the brother number, Maurice, if I'm not mistaken. My number is 4573. So do you?
Okay, 4573. You're at the very top. Okay, I see you now. Okay, but
yes,
still, I'm hitting these mics, and they're not allowing me to get the people in. I guess maybe they're on, and I'm not.
If they have a little blue thing, like a little blue circle, and that means they want to comment or talk. If it doesn't have it, then it usually means that they're just listening.
Right.
Yes, ma'am. But
did you want to add anything to the comment that I just made about self-validation?
Yes, ma'am.
Topic, right?
Definitely, I want to make a comment about that because, like I said, self-validation is a thing that would never, you know, end. We all need to be want to be self-validated. We all want to be appreciated. I don't care who you are, where you come from, what background, what race, what religion, et cetera. We all want to be validated. And in a sense, it comes from God because God wants to be known. He wants to let you know that he's the boss. And so, that comes from us. Yes, ma'am. So we have the inkling or the natural essence of want to be recognized, want to be appreciated, want to be loved, etc. And so it's so important though that we validate our own self first because, like I said, you can be so into someone else or so in love with them, but they'll take you down the wrong road. So. It's very important to know who you are. So that Pokemon leads you astray because, believe me, they definitely will. A lot of people take advantage when they know that you like them or that they have control on you. They'll lead you right down to such negativity. It's so important to know who you are, so important to know what's important to you. Like you was asking the question earlier, I believe, what's the difference between self validation and how would you know what what's important to that person or what's not important to that person. But to me, individual, you have to know that it's an individual thing. What may be important to me may not be important to you or that other person down the line. So it all depends on individuality. I know what's important to me, so therefore I'm going to make it very important to whoever in my life, and if they want to be in my life respectfully, they will validate or they will respect, what I think is important. So that's what I try to do, treat others as I want to be treated, respect others as I want to be respected, because you cannot expect these things if you're not going to give these things. So we have to, remember, to try to treat people like we want to be treated. And, just have common sense and know some ethics about ourselves and all that type of thing. So that's my opinion of that. It has to be, like I said, on the end of some of it just generalized. We should all try to, treat people, like I said, how we want to be treated. But, some things are also maybe different or uniquely about each person. So, it all depends on that person, in certain cases. So that's my thing. But definitely as when we have, younger people in our life, it's so great or so important to show them, how to validate themselves from almost from crib. So when they grow up, they already know, look, I know who I am, so you really don't have to, or you can't define me, what I'm saying? And so that's when they won't let nobody to try to mold them or shape them into what they want to become. They already know who they are before someone even come in their life and do that. Because people will come in your life. People come in your life. Sometimes they teach you lessons. Sometimes it's positive, and sometimes it's negative. But you have to grow and see you know, which person is good for you and which person is not good for you. And when you find out that those people in your life aren't good for you, then you have to separate. I don't care what kind of relationship it is. Sometimes it can be relative. That's just keep it real. And if, you know, if, like I said, they're causing you pain and so much negativeness and you just can't grow with them around you, then it's time to separate. And they're just the truth of that. So with that, I rest my mic, and I'm sure I'll be back to comment on one or more or two things as the show goes along. But thank you for taking my comment.
No problem. No problem, Sister Pamela. And that is very true. You know, these children out here, there are some children out here, they're lost. You know, and you made a very good comment about how children can be misled if they're not, you know, confident and they don't have their own, you know, validation about themselves. They will be misled and they will be out there doing all sorts of things. So we're trying to, that's basically what the point that I'm trying to make to young people and even for older people. Sometimes we even suffer from, you know, confidence and, you know, self-esteem issues. So it's, excuse me, it's always best to love yourself first, because if you love yourself first, no one can take advantage of you when you're loving you. You know, when you're building self-confidence and you're building the self-development skills needed to take you to the next level in your life, no one can get in there and deter you and deter your thoughts from what you want to be and what you want to do in your life. So with that being said, I am going to take caller ending in 9029. You're on the line. Oh, my goodness. I don't know what's wrong with my mic. I don't understand why it's not allowing me to bring anybody in. This is crazy. Hello, 9029. Let me try 1403 and see what happens. Oh my God, I don't understand this. This is not, it's not working. It's like frozen.
Can you hear me? Hello?
Peace and blessings, Sister Shamika. Can you hear me?
Oh, peace and blessings, Sister Shamika. How are you?
Good, how are you? I just dialed in. I just caught the last part of it. But, yeah, about the self-validation, that is thing. Having self-esteem is everything. It would end a lot of the domestic violence situation. It would end the sexual perversion. That starts with crime. Everything boils down to people. I mean, these people that the girls want to be guys, the guys want to be girls. That all comes from nobody wanting to be themselves, because nobody loves themselves. Nobody likes themselves.
Yes.
If you don't love yourself and you don't like yourself, you fall into promiscuity. You know, you start sleeping around with people's husbands and vice versa. It's not just women. Men, too. You know, you start going around. Like, they're making songs about it. They're making songs about it. Like, it's okay. When did it become okay to sleep with somebody's wife? You know, and where did this all come from? Nobody is, and I'm glad you even brought this topic up. Nobody's addressing the root, because, you know, I like to get to the root of something. Why is this happening? There is a root behind it. The root is nobody don't like themselves. They actually hate themselves. That's where drugs come from. That's where drinking yourself to death comes from. Everything comes from nobody likes themselves. And forget about loving themselves. You got to like yourself before you get. People don't even like themselves. They don't even like themselves. And that's crazy. I think we all suffered from it at one point in time of my life and didn't realize it. I was talking to my little sister, and she works with this shelter. They, you know, they got a nice homeless program for women that are, it's not only for domestic violence women, but it's a lot of them is what they get. It's for homeless women, but they get. And she was like, you know what, Shamika, from working here, I realized, damn, I used to be in a domestic violence situation. I was like, damn, now that I think about it, me too. And we just,
we
you
all
know,
have
it's
had,
your boyfriend
yeah, all
and you're growing up and you're fighting and you don't think about it. And I was like, well, damn, now that I think about it, me too. And we just was like, damn, look how common this domestic violence is. And what it stems from is when you don't really like yourself, then you don't demand respect. Then you don't demand for this man to treat you You're not looking at women. Oh, I'm the main one. Long as I'm wifey number one, he can do what he wants. Long as he don't shit where he eat. Where did that come from?
Right.
That a man could sleep with whoever he wants to as long as he pays your bills. That comes from not liking yourself. Because when you like yourself, you want absolutely the best of you.
You will not allow
it. God, this all draws back to God. God loves us, and he always wanted the best for us. We just didn't want it for ourselves. We didn't want it for us. We still don't. We still struggle. Why are we struggling with sin? Because we don't realize that's horrible for us. This is our holy temples. This is what God calls our bodies, holy temples. But we don't see it as that. We see, oh, I'm just, you know, I'm just healing being. I'm just trying to go day by day. No, we downplay it, but that's really what it, we don't love ourselves. We don't like ourselves. We don't even like ourselves. And that, that's a bad problem. That's why the world's in a state of sin.
And with that, I rest my mic. Oh, yes, you're absolutely right about that, sister. In order for us to like ourselves, I mean, in order for us to love ourselves, we have to like ourselves first. We have to know, like, I am not going to sit and allow other people to take advantage of me. And that comes from you have to stick up for yourself. Because if you're not sticking up for yourself and you're not letting another person know, hey, you're going to give me respect. And like you said, the respect factor is the truth, Sister Shamika. You know, you have to make people have that self-respect. You have to make them respect you as a person, and you give that same respect. You have to reciprocate the same respect back. You know, you can't very well expect for people to have that respect, and then you're not, you know, respecting yourself, number one, and then giving that same respect to them. So that is absolutely so. That is so true. And the domestic situations, like you said, and being in these horrible relationships, and we wonder why, but it all starts with us. It's not them. They're not going to do any more than you allow them to do. If you allow them to run over you, then that is exactly what they'll do. But if you put your foot, lay the groundwork and tell them, hey, we just cannot do that. You know, you're not going to take advantage of me. And once they know, and they know that you're serious about that, they will never, ever do it. And I'll give you a perfect example of what I'm saying. I have seen some men that would hit certain women, would beat them down, but he know not to mess with this one over here. And not because she's tough or anything like that, it has nothing to do with it, but it's because he knows that she loves herself enough that she will not allow him to do that. So he wouldn't even think about doing it to her, but he'll do it to the other female. So with that, I rest my mic, and I will take caller. Let's see. I don't know if this mic for some reason is not working for me tonight.
Just,
but
is it okay if I say one thing? One more thing?
Yeah, sure.
And I'm 40 years old, Sister Phyllis. I just realized, and I'm 40, I just realized, I would say a couple of years ago, and you don't even realize it. You know, we just go day by day. They got us in this rat race. These are things we don't even think about. And then when I finally sat and realized, damn, you know what? What do I like to do? I didn't realize that until I left my job. You know, God told me to leave my job, left my job. And when I had all this free time to sit around and say, well, damn, I got all this free time. Well, what do I want to do? And after I stopped going to the bars and drinking, you know, and doing the bar scene, I sat here at home like, well, damn, what is it that I like to do? I didn't even know what I like to do. I didn't even know what I like to do because I'm so busy just doing everything for everybody. And we don't even realize that's a form of self-hatred as well. We get so engulfed in everybody else. We get engulfed in our kids. We get engulfed in our men. And we never stop. And I'm going to speak for the woman perspective. And we never stop to even figure out, well, what is it that you want to eat for dinner tonight? What is it? Where do you want to go tonight? You know, what is it that you like? What do you want to do with it? And, you know, for years I've always spoiled myself and treated myself well, but I didn't realize, I never really realized what I like to do. And it wasn't until after I left my job and started sitting here alone and I got some really me time, I said, damn, you know what? I actually kind of like this. I like me. And let me tell you something. When I came to that realization, I have been abstinent ever since. And my motto is, you don't deserve me. You don't deserve me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I'm starting to get conceited. I'm sad to say, if a lot of women started liking ourselves, we would close our legs, demand the ring. You know, I never even been married. And my thing was, I ain't marrying nobody. Shoot, he start acting up, and then I be stuck with all of this. And that's what my motto was. Because it never was, nah, I deserve to be somebody's wife. You see how my thinking was all messed up, and I didn't even realize it. That's crazy. Okay. Crazy. So this is an awesome program. Awesome program. And with that, I rest my mic.
Thank you. That was an awesome comment that you just made, recognizing that you just started really liking and loving yourself, because I have struggled with self-esteem issues for a long, long time, and it has held me back. And I have a saying, step out of your own way if it's something that you need to do. And for a long time, I stayed in my own way because I was afraid to do this and I was afraid to do that, because I thought that if I stepped out of my comfort zone, what in the world would be on the other side waiting for me? And I thought, like, I had these fearful thoughts, thinking that things may not work out, and what if that happens, and what if, you know, so all these things, I mean, everything just kind of took place in my life that was not good, and I did that. I drew that to myself just by not feeling good about myself, not having any confidence, and just feeling like, you know, other people made me happy. And I never realized that I needed to make me happy. It is very important to make yourself happy. So if you have nothing to do and, you know, I mean, you feel like, okay, well, you know, I would like to, you know, maybe hang out with such and such, but maybe they're busy. Well, hey, find something else to do. You know, just enjoy yourself. You can do things by yourself. You can go to the movies. You can do things. I mean, we all would like to, you know, maybe get out there and hang out with friends and relatives or what have you. But if they're not available, you know, you just don't sit and say, oh, well, I would have had a good time had they been around. You can go out and you can have a good time just the same. You can meet people, you know. And that's another thing, you know, I had a problem with meeting new people. And, you know, I don't know, I was just crazy, just in my own world, in my own little shell. And, you know, just sheltered, and it felt like I didn't need to get out and do different things and new things. And, you know, I've been messed up for a long time, but I tell you one thing, today I am totally different. I feel more love for myself than I ever did before. I feel that I can get out there and do adventurous things, have a good time, meet people, go places, and I'm just ready. And I'm not letting anything hold me back anymore. I've always been that person, oh, well, I have to do for such and such. Like you said, Sister Shamika, making other people happy. Oh, it's very important to make someone else happy and putting other people first. And you cannot keep doing that to yourself. That for some reason, it just makes you develop into such a hostile, bad, not bad person, but maybe angry, resentful person, you know, because you're not being true to you. You got to be true to you. So with that said, I will take caller. I've been trying to take this call for a long time. 9029, you're on the line. Oh, my goodness. Hello? 9029, I don't know what's going on with this mic tonight. Caller ending in 4527. 4527. I don't understand this. This is crazy. Oh, my goodness.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Ma'am?
I can hear you. Yes.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
This is Sister Tyler again. I would like to just add, until you get to the next caller, I would like to add to something that Sister Shamika said. She was making some great points there. Yes, she was. About, you know, sometimes women, of course, it's natural for us, you know, to want to please a man to a certain point. But when we, you know, try to please him to a point where it's not, or where it's definitely negating us, then that's when a problem comes in. We have to learn how to love ourselves. And I think that's a problem with a lot of women. We're not loving ourselves enough and not knowing that we are God's. Women first before we are in it, before we are, you know, a wife or, you know, belong to a man is what I'm trying to say. So we have to validate ourselves as far as God first. You know, develop yourself, learn to love self without a man or with a man. You know, it's wrong with having men. Lord knows I love them. But love yourself first. You know,
that's right.
I mean, right, and be, you know, be single. Take your time, develop yourself. See what you made of, what's important to you, what makes you, and then you can compliment that brother when God's willing, you know, if he comes into your life. So therefore, you know, a lot of us, like I say, are just, you know, giving ourselves away to these men that don't deserve us. Treat us like, and let's keep it real, treat us like dirt sometimes. And you're right, and then they're just the truth of it. And so that's why, you know, because we don't feel validated. We don't have safe work. We don't feel that we can be alone, but without sometimes men. But what is it worth having a man in your life that's not treating you right or just making you feel, you know, below what you really are? So that's the point I'm making. I have to live thyself even with the man and not with the man. So that's my point there that I wanted to make. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Brother Maurice, would you like to add anything? That's a good point, Sister Pamela. Brother Maurice, are you still with us?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here, but I need a few minutes, so just skip me and come back.
Oh okay, no problem. I don't know if maybe my callers are not pressing 1. Do you think that that's why I'm not able to bring them in, because they have not pressed 1?
Do they have a blue little sign by their name? If they want to talk, the blue that almost like a question mark would be by each number.
Okay.
So
I don't see the question mark, but should they press 1? Like, should
if the mic is muted, then they have to check, push 1 to let you know. The mics are open. All the mics are open. So if if they want to talk, they can talk. But some people just want to listen, and if they do, that's fine too. But all the mics are open, so they don't have to push 1 at this time. So we can just continue. No, ma'am, not at this time. Right. We'll continue with the show.
No problem.
Yes, ma'am. But, you know, self-validation, we can talk about this from now to the end of time.
Trying to right now.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
That is true. Mm-hmm.
Did you want to add something else?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, when we begin to start loving ourselves, well, first liking ourselves, then we make better choices. We won't settle. You brought up an interesting part. We settle with guys that we don't like, that just like us. You know, oh, he's a good guy. Oh, he likes me. All right, so I'll just go on a date with him. And the next thing you know, he's your boyfriend, and you never even liked him. And why?
Mm-hmm.
We just settle because we don't realize it's okay to tell somebody, you know, you can nicely tell somebody you're not interested. You know, maybe you don't want to use those words to kill their self-esteem, but it's all right to decline, you know, someone that you're not really interested in. You know, I would say almost every relationship I was in, they picked me. I didn't pick them. Not one that I said, oh, wow, I really like this guy. Not one. And that's a damn shame.
That's a very good point, because I found myself in the same position. I said, damn, I ended up with this person. I never even said, well, I didn't even validate that. I didn't say, oh, I'm your woman. Next thing you know, I'm your woman. That's some crazy mess. Yeah.
And it just happened. He's here, so, you know, let me just be with him then. And that all comes from not liking yourself. Because if you like yourself, you would say, nah, it's okay. Nah, he's not my type. And no, he's not what I'm looking for. Because we don't know what we're looking for. When you don't like yourself, you don't know what you like. You don't know what you're looking for. You don't know what your expectations are. I even used to tell people, these are my 3 expectations. Don't get on drugs. Don't put your hands on me. And what was the other one? Don't get on drugs. Don't put your hands on me. And, what was the other one?
Cheating is a big thing, too.
Cheating. Oh, and cheating.
You better not.
That
that was one thing that I did demand. Don't cheat. If you cheat on me, if you is all out. So I did have that in place. But my thing is, if they wasn't on drugs, and I don't mean weed, I mean like hard anything coke. I can't do that. You know, I don't do coke, and I don't want nobody around me doing coke. To me, you're like a crackhead if you do coke. Mm-hmm. So my thing was, don't get on drugs, don't put your hands on me, and don't cheat on me, and then I can work with you. And that's still settling. That is still settling, because what happens to I don't like you? You know, you're not my type. That all comes from when you don't really like yourself. It's just, you know, you just settle. And that's not good, and that's what everybody's doing. We're all just settling. We settle for certain jobs, certain positions that we don't. We didn't really go for that position. It's just, oh, they hiring, so let me just settle for this job. This is things that we should be setting our standards extremely high. When you begin to like yourself, I was talking to a woman Saturday night, and she was like, you know, she's looking for a job, and she's like, you know what, one thing I'm not going to do is I'm not going to clean hotel room, because I, you know, somebody had told her that the hotels were high. She's like, I'm not doing that. I'm not cleaning no hotel room. She's like, I'm not, you know, saying I'm, you know, it's above me. She's like, but that's just not what I'm going to do. And I said, you know what? I get that. I get that. You know that, you know, like, why would you clean? Not saying the people that do, you know, I've worked in nursing homes, you know, I've did it all. But she was saying, you know what? This is what she's not going to do. She knows what she likes, and this is not what she wants to do. And I said, you know what? I respect that. I respect that. Mm-hmm. You know, because she's not settling on a job. She's like, I got all these degrees, and I'm not trying to, you know, work in a hotel room as a housekeeper. That's not what I'm going to do. And I said, yeah, you know, I get that. I get that. And I almost was like, wow, you know, she's not going to settle for stuff that she doesn't want. And society says, you arrogant or you conceited. That's not arrogant and conceited. That's saying what you don't want to settle for. You know, they title, it's almost like when you have confidence, they title you wrong, but when you don't have it, you know, it's like you can't just be doing things you don't.
But, you know, I just wanted to add one thing to that. You're so right. Even down to the job choices that we make. We go out there, we look for a job, and like you said, we'll say, well, we feel like our lower self, so we'll say, oh, well, they're hiring. I'll take it. What the heck? And we're not thinking like, hey, you know, I can actually get a better job, a better paying job, don't have to struggle, and you know, you can move forward. You know, but you end up getting this job, and then you wonder why. Why in the world am I in this situation? Why in the world is it that I can hardly pay my rent? It is because you made choices, and life is about choices. You made the choice to take the little job, the little dead-end job, the job that's not going to take you and put you where you really want to be. So you've taken this job, and now you're complaining, and now you're unhappy. You know, I had a friend in North Carolina. We worked on the same job, and she complained all the time. Oh, my God, I'm so sick of this. I'm so sick of them calling me to ask me to go over here, placing me over there. I'm just tired. And, you know, and I got tired of listening to her complain, because my thing is, once I get a job, I'm not sitting there complaining about what you're telling me to do. You tell me to go over there, I just do it. You tell me to go over here, I just go ahead and do it. I'm not, you know, going to tell my boss, well, I didn't sign up for this. And, you know, she was just saying all kinds of crazy things out of her mouth. And I said to her, I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to tell you something. Do you remember when you first came to this job? Did the boss come in the middle of the street and yell your name and ask you to come and work for them? No, they did not. You made that choice. I said, and so did I. I said, now we don't want to be here anymore. Then we can go ahead and move on. You don't have to be where you are. I don't care what it is. It can be in a relationship. It can be your household. If you don't like your apartment, there's a choice. You can move. You don't have to live there. You hear people too often sit and complain about where they are. Oh, I'm here and I just hate this place. I don't know why. And you're blaming other people and you're pointing fingers. Had it not been for my husband, sorry, Sacker, you know what? I wouldn't be here today. And no, back up. It is you. It is your choice. You've chosen to be where you are, and that's exactly why you are where you are. So I just, you know, I don't agree with people when they, you know, when they blame other people for their stuff. And again, that goes back to the subject at hand. Self-validation is everything, because it works in all aspects of our lives, every aspect. Like I said, relationships, friendships, jobs, where you're living, you know, your choices that you make. Okay, I'm not settling for this, like Sister Shamika said. You're not going to settle for that. You're not going to settle for anybody. And people, they often have what you're doing, they twist it up. They'll say, well, oh, you're just conceited. And like she said, you're not conceited. It's just that you've decided to make better choices. You're not cocky. You've just decided to make better choices in your life. And so what's wrong with that? And those are the wrong type of people to be around, really, to be honest, because those type of people are not giving you any motivation. They're not telling you, hey, you're right. You're right about that. You know, you made a good choice right there. You know, we need somebody that tells us, you know, that we're making good choices from time to time. Everybody needs to hear it. I'm not saying that you have to depend on that all the time, because you have to depend on yourself and from within, but you can, you know, it's nice to hear that someone gives you, you know, a little boost of confidence sometime, or tell you, hey, what you're doing is a great thing. I like that. Keep doing that, you know, and that's a great thing. But with that said, I rest my mic, and I guess I'll try and go back to 9029 again. 9029, you're live on the air.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, my name is James, and I just been catching bits and pieces because I had to take a phone call. But what I've heard, heard you say earlier about people motivating other people, and I'm studying to be a motivational speaker because of my life history. And I have had people to try to break my confidence, lower my self-esteem, but you see, that they can't do that unless I allow them to do that. I have learned that what can break me down can lift me up. You tell me I can't, I tell you I can, you know?
Yeah.
And as far as selling go, sometimes we have to settle for less in order to make it. I have settled for a job I know I didn't want. I know I didn't want it, but I had a family to provide for. And I settled for this dishwasher's job, but I worked my way up that corporate ladder. And before I knew it, I was an assistant manager. But I first had to settle for what was given to me. And like you said, there's no manager stand outside and say and holler, James, this is your dishwasher's job. I had to go in there and apply for it. And on the application it says position applying for. That's on any application. And what do we put? Whatever's available. So therefore, we're telling that person and ourselves we'll settle for anything. We have to be specific at what we want. We just can't jump up and say, okay, I'll take that, even though we know we don't want it. But at the same time, considering the circumstances, we'll have to take it for the time being, but we have to work our way up. We have to motivate ourselves. And in order for me to become the motivational speaker that I want to become, I have to motivate myself. I can't motivate somebody else if I don't motivate myself. I can't let nobody just come in and say, you're not going to make it, because I know I can make it. I know I have to have that kind of mentality to say, I can do this. I can do anything I can do because I've got a strong mind. I got the willpower. I got determination. I got commitment. And that's what it's all about, having those things. And not only that, I got to have God on my side. No matter what I do, I have to put God into it. I have to pray about it. I have to let God guide me on these things. And with that, I'll rest my mic. Hello?
Phyllis, are you there?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm finished. I'll rest my mic.
Okay. Thank you, Brother James. That's a beautiful prompt to me. Our host, I don't know, she may be having a bit of problem, but I'll take over until she comes back. You made a great prompt. And I agree with that. Sometimes we may not want to take the job that we have a chance to get. But like you said, we have to start somewhere, especially when those bills come up. Because we have to pay the bills. We have to feed the children, et cetera. So sometimes we have to, as they say, you have to crawl before you walk. And that just be God's own truth. So I admire you for taking those steps, and that's what, in my humble opinion, you know, that's what a man or a woman do, a real man and a real woman. Sometimes we have to do what we have to do, sacrifice what we want at first until we get what we need. And so, therefore, that says a lot about us. Now, you know, some of us, yeah, we may not want to take some job, but, hey, when you get to feed those children and put that roof over your head, you're going to take what's available. And don't complain about it. Get there and be the best dishwasher you can be. Be the best caregiver, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And then as you know, do that, God will see, oh, but this person and this family right here is humble, because you have to have a humble heart before you can be,
yeah,
you know, any kind of progress. Any kind of progress. So when God sees that, they're like, okay, they're being grateful. So let me put them up a little higher. Let me give them one more blessing. Let me give them two more blessings, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And like you said, where you start from to where you are, that's because, in my humble opinion, you had a humble heart, hard worker, believe in God, believe in yourself, and therefore you are able to elevate, you know? So that's a beautiful part that you made. I love it.
And I would like to make one more comment, and
sure,
that's about relationships.
Sure.
And, you know, I heard the sister say that settling for somebody that you don't want to be with, if you meet someone, you just can't jump into the relationship. You have to get to know this person, get to know what makes them laugh, what makes them sad, what makes them happy, what makes them angry. You know, get to know everything about them, what time to get up in the morning, what do they like in their coffee, you know. Nobody wants to just jump up and say, I'm lonely, and here comes somebody. And they say, well, hey, you lonely too? Well, let's get together. No. If you're going to do that, let's get to know each other.
Right.
You know, and once you get to know each other, once you get to know a person and you still don't like their qualities, then you tell them it's not going to work out. Then we'll be just mutual friends.
Yeah. That's a beautiful part. Okay. Thank you. Yes, ma'am. Hold on, sister.
I didn't want to cut through. It was just that my phone cut out. I don't know.
Oh,
you know,
yes,
these phones, they just do whatever they want to do. I am so sorry about that.
That's okay.
Go on and say what you were saying.
Oh, well, I was just talking. We were just conversing with brother James. He made beautiful points, and I definitely agree with a lot of what he said. As far as, you know, starting from one point, you may not, like you said, necessarily want that job. But sometimes God, he tries us. He sees, okay, are they humble enough to accept what I'm giving them, and, you know, and then see how they act with that. And then he gives us that, and we're humble enough and grateful for it, and then he can move us to the next level. That's how things have happened in my life. Some things, you know, I may not have wanted at that time, but like, you know, God, I didn't ask for this. Then I thought about, like, let me shut the hell up and be grateful for what he has given me. And then when I did it like that and was humble enough, he gave me a bit more. And you know, and to this day, he keeps giving me. So I love the point that the brother made. You know, we get exactly at the time what we want or do what we want to do, but we have to do sometimes what we need to do in order to get what we want to do or need to do. So with that, I rest my mic, and you may take over your back over yourself, sister. Thank you.
Yeah,
you know,
if I can just comment really quick on what the brother, this is just me, if I could just comment. I am so glad he made that comment, because there is a separation between taking an opportunity that's in front of you right now, because that's still not settling. That's you got to crawl before you walk. That's you got to walk up the stairs. You know, you got to climb. So
So I'm glad he brought those comments up because, we don't want people that will listen to the show and say there's like five job offers they got and they say, oh, well, you know, I'm not going to settle for those jobs. No, you got to crawl before you walk. You got to get that work history before you can get to the next level. You got to establish some work history, you know, establish some new skills, you know, even if it's a skill that you don't think you may need. You can always, like I said, the skills that I've gotten throughout my life, I'm using them now. You know, I used to work in a nursing home, doing all this stuff. That's taking care of people. All these skills that I've acquired and accumulated from all these jobs is helping me now. You know, it's helping me now. So yeah, what the brother said was an awesome comment because there is a separation between settling and passing up an opportunity because you think you're too good to take that job.
Yes,
because you got, and at the end of the day, like he said, he had responsibilities. So brother, no, that's not settling. That's handling business. Settling is you're there 20 years later, like the other sister said, complaining and whining, but you ain't doing nothing to get yourself out of that situation. That's settling.
Right.
And what we mean by settling for men we don't like, I think people know from the beginning on, and I'm not saying looks are everything, but I think people know as soon as they see somebody, if they're physically attracted, I think physical attraction needs to be in place before you even start going out on a date with somebody. That you would never really, so that's what we were talking about. We wasn't talking about not getting to know a guy, and because you could have a physical attraction, and then the person's a piece of shit, you know.
Oh, true.
So yeah, everybody got to get to know everybody. But we were just talking about, you know, you don't like that guy, or you know, you don't like that girl, but oh, they just around, and next thing you know, y'all married, and next thing you know, you got kids, and you don't like your kids because you don't like her, you know, and you just that's just your life. Or like the other sister was saying, you settle for me. If you're moving out your parents' house here, you may even have to be roommates, and you got to take that low-end apartment. But then it was supposed to climb. We were supposed to be taking these opportunities and then climbing up with it. So, yeah, I'm glad you did bring up those points because there is a separation between passing up. Actually, they say that's what poor is, passing over opportunities repeatedly. They say that's what poor is. Passing over opportunities repeatedly. So we should not be passing up over opportunities. We should use those opportunities to get to the next level. And with that, I can rest my mic.
You know, I'd like to add something to Sister Pamela's comment. She said it so true about how, you know, we have to appreciate the little things that we have in order for God to bless us to have more. And that is so true. Because if you're complaining constantly about, oh, I don't like this, I don't like this apartment, oh, I hate the way I look, this and that, I want, you know, I'm complaining about because I'm heavy, or I'm too thin, I don't like the way I look, I don't like this, I don't like that, I don't like the car I drive, and don't realize that everything that you're complaining about, it is a blessing to have that. There are some people that are walking. There are some people that don't have a place to stay. They're homeless. There are some people that don't have clothes on their back and food on their stomach. So to complain about what you have is like, you know, and as a young girl, I've done it. I'm guilty. I have done it. You know, looking around and say, I don't like this and I don't like that. And I mean, everything was just all wrong. I was just all wrong at the age of 19 and 20. You know, I've worked, you know, I've always worked and had jobs, but I often complained about things that, you know, that I had and that I didn't like and that I didn't want, you know, instead of, you know, being humble and waiting for God to make room to give me more, you know. But, you know, that is a very true statement that you just made, Sister Pamela. Very, very true. And if that is, would someone else like to take comment on that? Or would anyone like to just comment, period?
If I may, this is Sister Pamela again, until someone else wants to comment. But yes, ma'am, I always, like you said, we grow, you know, when I was young or whatever, as I grew older, I just learned to be grateful of every single thing in my life daily. I mean, you know, sometimes people look at me because they do things to me. I'm like, thank you so much. I'm grateful to be able to talk. I'm grateful to be able to breathe. I'm grateful to be able to see. I'm grateful to be able to swallow. I'm grateful to be able to hear. I mean, I'm grateful. I thank a lot God for everything. So, I'm just in tears when I say it. The more I'm grateful for things, the more he brings things into my life, people into my life, things that I never thought I would do, I'm doing because I had a humble heart. I was grateful for the so-called little things. Nothing is little in my life. Everything's a big, major blessing to me. From something, some people think are so simple. To me, they are a blessing. They are major blessings. So I've always, as I read, the scriptures and the Bible, especially in the Holy Quran, it said be grateful. And so the more I read that, the more I put that into my, apply it into my life, then the more that I'm able to do things, the more I'm happier to do things, not only for myself, but for others. You know, what I can do for them, I feel just as good as practically doing it for myself. Because, I've always been taught, do what you want for yourself, want for your brother and sister. Who am I to not want for my brother and sister what I want, for myself? That's being selfish, And so, brotherhood and sisterhood, a wonderful each other is very important. Like the sister, Shamika, had a great show yesterday, and she made the point of, being grateful for that person who may have got, something, a blessing. Maybe it was a car. Maybe it was marriage. Maybe it was baby. Whatever it was, be grateful for the things that God gives a next person. Because when you, like that, and Brother Maurice brought to that, which I have thought about that point, but he made it. Because every time we're grateful or happy for that next person, then that is the glory of God because God gave that person that. Are we going to be mad at God because God gave that person a certain gift? Are we going to be mad at God because God gave that person a certain job that we may have wanted? He knew who to place God. He knew who to place the gift because he's God. So therefore, when it's your time to have a blessing, then somebody can be blessed, can be happy for you. And what's more, it's such a great feeling to know that somebody is happy for you, genuinely happy for what comes in your life because you gave out the same gratefulness for someone else. So, with that, I just wanted to add that little bit. And thank you so much, sister.
That's very true. I would like to add something to that comment. That's very true, Sister Pamela. People often are like jealous and I don't know, they don't have the I'm happy that you are, doing what you need to do and, to better yourself, and they see that you're getting, you're bettering yourself and they don't like it and they're jealous. And my thing is, if you know who you are, then you have no reason to sit there and be jealous of anyone else. You'd have nothing but admiration for someone once you learn who you are and what you can do in your own life. But when you don't have that, when you don't know who you are or you don't know as a person, know yourself, then when you're around other people, then you tend to have that low self-esteem. All that stuff comes, all those low self-esteem issues and confidence and everything, all that stuff plays a big part on how you feel about other people too. So how can you be happy for someone else if you have no confidence in yourself? So all that stuff goes a long way. And, I've known that for a long time now. You're doing big things and someone's looking at you and they're like, they're jealous. They have, as they call them, haters. And they're looking at you like, I see that you're trying to get ahead. And they're over there and they feel stuck. They feel stuck right now. Like, you're really stuck in the spot. That's why it's good to be around people, like-minded people, people that are going places and they want to do things. Because it's hard to be around someone that they're very negative-minded. And they see that you're trying to pull forth and you're playing tug-of-war with this person. It's not even worth it. It's really not even worth it. It's better to be around those that, you can grow with. You all can sit and, you can laugh, talk, have a good time, and the conversation is it's flowing and everything feels good. You feel like you're in the right, you're in the right mode and everything is just great. And I'm talking about like friendship, relationship. Oh, and there's a lady that's on YouTube, Valerie Love. She talks about this. She says that when you are loving something, she said, when you are not loving yourself, she said, then everything spirals out of control. She said, you got to love yourself, love what you're doing, who you're doing it with, and how you're doing it. She runs it down. She said, and if you're not doing that, she said, then you're just unhappy. You're not even a happy person. And I'm like, oh, wow, that is so true. That is a very, very true statement. So those are words to live by, you know. I mean, if you're going to do something in life, you should be happy that you're doing it. You should be happy with the person that you're with. You should be happy on your job. You should be happy where you live. When you wake up, you should go, wow, this is, oh, wow, this is amazing. I love where I live. You know, and if you don't like where you live, you don't complain about it. You just change it. You know, you just move forward in your destiny. You say, you know what? Okay, I don't like this. But you're not going to sit there and be in a slump over it and say, oh, my God, I just can't believe it day after day. Oh, this is my situation. I'm just tired. I don't know what to do. People getting on my damn nerves. You know, just all this stuff. You're just bombarded with all this craziness in your life. And you don't have to be when you make, as I said earlier, life is about choices. You make the choice. You made that choice to be there. So all these things are leading back to self-validation. All these things are you have to validate yourself. You have to know who you are and say, I'm happy, and this is something that I want to do in my life. This is something that I got to do, and I'm going to do it, and I'm moving forth in that endeavor. And I'm not letting people tell me what I can and cannot do, or being around me and then throwing negative vibes, that negative energy and stuff. I don't want that in my life. I want to be around people. Our energy is good, you know, and there are people like that, you know. So why have to be around someone that makes you feel down and out? Or when you get off the phone with them, it's like they drain you of all your energy.
Yes.
You know, oh, my God, why do I talk to this person?
Yes.
Or when you try to show them love, but they're not even loving themselves.
Yes.
You know what I mean? For you to say, Dad, you know, I mean, I'm trying to help you, but I can't help you unless you help yourself. And you keep complaining in that slump. You don't have to be there. So it's like, it's just, you know, so we just have to make that decision to validate ourselves, know who we are, love each other, love ourselves, and use these self-development courses to help bring ourselves out of those slumps, you know. And then that's when the respect and all that stuff, everything that you want, it'll just start coming. It'll just come out of nowhere. And so with that, I rest my mic. And if there's anyone else that'd like to add anything, our mics are open.
Yes, this is Shameek. I just wanted to add something. This is a great show. I'm telling you, this is a great show.
Yes,
and what I wanted to say to the rest of the viewers that may be listening, whether today or down the road, it's a process to developing. That's an excellent word you use, Sister Phyllis, with developing. Life is about developing. And then sometimes when you see the situation you're currently in and then you think long term, that becomes overwhelming in itself. Like, let's say you're in a room, and you're struggling to do that, and your car's breaking down, and then you start thinking, wow, how am I going to get out this? A lot of times that alone could be draining and overwhelming. So we have to begin to develop and learn how to develop in stages and just go day by day, like have a to-do list, but, you know, a weekly, sometimes you can't get to the to-do list every single day, but make weekly to-do list. This is what I'm going to do this week. This week I'm going to apply for another job, or this week I'm going to pay off this. When we start going day by day, then it doesn't become overwhelming because you are fulfilling your goals, and then do a new to-do list each week so you can see the progress that you're making. That alone will start to build your self-confidence and your self-esteem because you see from the pages that you're flipping through. Just get a book, get a journal. This is what I'm going to do this week. Next week I'm going to do this. And then you'll start to see the development happening because thinking 5 years, you know, everybody says, oh, where do you see yourself in 5 years? That becomes overwhelming. And then you can start being depressed just by thinking all these things. Like, oh, man, well, I don't see myself getting out of this situation 5 years from now. How am I going to do it? I'm stuck. But if you just go, what are you going to do tomorrow? What are you going to do next week? Like, take it very slow. You know, I mean, or if you want to go fast, go fast. But I mean, like, the ones that are having a, like, they feel stuck, you have to
first it starts in the mind, you know, developing your mind, and the mind alone could be overwhelming because I'm like that. I'm a procrastinator. And when sometimes I just wake up and I'm like, okay, I got to do this, I got to do that, I want to organize my life, I got to do this. By the time I'm finished thinking about all the things I got to do, I'm exhausted just from the thought. So I started to say to myself, you know what, I'm overwhelming myself with just thoughts. Just go day by day. This is what I'm going to do tomorrow. And then you know what? This is what I'm going to do the next day. I'll clean the bathroom the next day. Then the next day I'll organize the log. Then the next day I'll organize my thoughts. Go day by day, and then you'll start to see the progress. And then a lot of times, sometimes just having a lot of clutter around could be depressing because that's how I'm like. I'm like that. If I got a lot of clutter around, I just almost like my mind feels cluttered. But when you clean up, you know, clean up first. Clean up, you know, do the dishes, you know, vacuum, clean up, and then you start to see your thoughts flow easily and just having an organized, clean environment. That's how it, you know, it's everything. Developing is a process, you know. So, you know, with that, I rest my mind. But, you know, let's not overwhelm myself because I was doing that for years, just overwhelming myself with all the thoughts. And I had to stop and say, damn, the thoughts is exhausting me. Just go day by day. With the, you know, prioritize. We have to. That's the right word. We got to learn how to prioritize. Okay. And then when you prioritize, then you see the development, then you see the progress, then you put your goals in place, and then all of a sudden you're out of the situation. And with that, I rest my mind.
That is good. You know, you made a very good point about, you know, cleaning up, getting everything, you know, in order and, you know, becoming more organized. Because with no organization, if you're not organized, or no organization, I should say, if you don't organize your environment, then, like you said, your mind is in chaos. It's like that's the reflection of what you're thinking, you know. That is very important to keep it clean, keep things, you know, in place. Everything has its place. Every place has its thing. My aunt always said that was just her saying. She'd always say, and she had one of the cleanest houses you'd ever go in, because when you go in her drawer, she said, I have a drawer just for combs and brushes, and that's it. She said, nothing else goes in that drawer but combs and brushes. She said, this drawer right here, nothing but face towels, and that's it. Nothing else goes in that drawer. But you got something, have you ever been to someone's house, and you go in the drawer, they got a shoe, they got grease, they got hair grease, they got papers, and it's like, what is all this stuff? So it's crazy because they have no organization. Everything is just all out of control. Everything, you find everything in this one drawer, and it's like, no, it should be organized better than that. But like she said, everything goes in its own little place. So she said to me, because when I put the, I think I might have, this how, this is what happened. I went and put the comb back somewhere. She said, that don't go there. That goes in that drawer where the combs and brushes are. She said, and that's all you'll find in that drawer. She said, this is where this goes. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something. You'd be surprised how much easier life is when you have organization in your life. When everything is organized around you, your life is, because have you ever just had a tore up house and you're trying to find something? Now you have somewhere to be, but you're trying to find this one thing that you've just been looking for forever, and you can't find it. And all of a sudden now, whatever you had to do, you're late. It made you late because you didn't have that thing, those keys hanging up where you should just hang them every day. So this way, when you walk in, you know, I'll hang those keys right there. And when you get ready to leave out, you don't have to look anywhere else because you know that those keys are right there. So just being organized like that and having, you know, your stuff in place and keeping things where they're supposed to be, it's a lot better, and it just makes life a lot easier. And with that, I rest my mic. And like you said, Sister Shamika, this is a good show tonight. The topic is good, and everybody is, you know, very, you know, incentive, you know, as far as everything that's going on with this topic tonight, and I'm really enjoying the show. Is there anything else that anybody would like to add?
What, not so loud, huh? You might want to wait. I would, YouTube, Sister Phyllis and Sister Shamika made some very violent, beautiful prompts. One, the first one, if I would like to comment on, when you said, Sister Phyllis, that a lot of times, you know, we, people come into our lives and they're draining us. It's almost like they're a vampire, you know, sucking all the blood out of you. I'm like, oh, my God, will you stop it? I mean, just complain, complain. You know the answer, but you're not doing anything to help yourself. I do not want to hear it, and I don't mind helping someone that is willing or trying to help themselves. But when someone just constantly negative, 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 I got to roll. I got to go. So respectfully, I've got to go. And so I love that point that you made, that you know, oh, my God, well, you just stopping already. You know what you're supposed to do. We just have to get courage enough to change our life. If we think it's something, then just go to something else. Do something else. You know, you see this not working. Why just complain about it if you're not going to do anything about it? So, you know, that's what I'm on to elaborate on that point. The other point is what Sister Shamika said about organizing. She is so right. I'm one of those persons. And sometimes people may call me fanatic, but whatever. I love stuff that, I mean, things in order. Like, not, you know, not only things surrounding me, but, you know, sometimes, things around me, you know, when things are out of place, like, this belongs here. You know, I got a specific place where things go. Please put those things there. Because when they're organized, it makes me feel so much better. I'm more pleasant to be around, so therefore I will be more pleasant. If I'm pleased, then everyone else will be pleased. But when stuff is all chaotic and just messy and just disorganized, and then that makes me go crazy, and I can't stand it. And so that's what I'm trying to get my life also in order, and just as well as my surroundings. So that has some, that's very important, to prioritize things, to put this in order. Okay, like you said, I'm going to plan to do this day, and then the next day I'm going to do that, and therefore everything will be more better for myself and the people that's around me. So organization, planning also is very important to self-validation just as well as, you know, relationships, et cetera, et cetera. So with that, I just want to make those two points. Again, I'm enjoying the show. Everyone's doing a beautiful, beautiful job. And with that, sister, I turn your show back over to you.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add, Sister Shamika?
No, not at this time. This is just like I said. This is just all. I'm learning. I'm learning too. You know, this is a much needed show. I'm gonna forward this show on my wall, and this is something that, like I said, the world needs to hear, because this is why the world's in chaos. Everybody hates themselves. Nobody wants to be themselves. Everybody wants to be drugged out of their mind because they don't want to be themselves. Everybody's drinking themselves, doing
that
what? Figuring out what it is they love, what it is they like, you know, just getting into self. And I know the Bible says, you know, in the end, you know, men are going to become lovers of self. That's not what this show is about. Don't misunderstand and think we just glorifying self. No, we're saying because we have not been glorifying self, this is why all these negative things are happening. Because if we were to start loving ourselves, the difference between glorifying yourself and loving yourself and wanting the best for yourself, these are things that we should be seeking. You know, what is the best? You know, the best. So, we don't want the viewers to misunderstand that this is a self-glorification. We agreeing with God right now. This is what God wants. We are in agreement with God. And with that, I rest my mind.
You know what? You're so right about that. And especially, like, that's why I think that people start doing drugs, because you just mentioned drugs and alcoholism and stuff. People start doing that because they don't like being themselves. And you just said it, and that is so true. That is a good, that's another whole show, too. You know, you don't like yourself, so you say, okay, well, I'd rather go and get me a couple of beers and, or, well, not a couple, for some people, it's a whole pint of gin, you know, but it's whatever you like. But I'm just saying, like, you know, that's what people do because they're not happy with themselves. You can't be happy with yourself if you sit there and you drink every single day. You cannot be a happy person. So it's healthy. You know, we have to learn how to have healthy center mind. The healthy thoughts is what's going to help us to come out of those slumps, those financial slumps and you know, problems with the kids in school and the spouse and you know, all the other stuff that we go through on a daily basis, it starts with us, man in the mirror. That's what Michael Jackson said. He said it years ago, 1988. He said, man in the mirror. And a lot of people probably did not pay attention to that, but it is man in the mirror that has everything to do with how you feel. You know, so you have to look in the mirror and say, you know what? I love myself. You know, and those self-affirmations go a long way, because when you continue to do that daily, just get in the mirror and say, I love me. I love me. And no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And you just use those principles every day. Utilize those principles on a regular basis. You'd be surprised how you'll start bringing and drawing the same type of people, people that are happy and they're, you know, they're feeling good about life. And you'll say, wow, you know, and this is something that I just talked about this morning to myself, because there's nothing wrong with talking to yourself. Just don't answer yourself back, I say. But if you're in the mirror and you're doing these affirmations every day and you're saying love, 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 I love me, and I love how I feel about me, and you'll start to develop different feelings about you. It'll actually happen, because now the subconscious mind is like, okay, that's good. That's good. And it'll start to intake all these good feelings. But when you impose bad things on the subconscious mind, you push those things off on the subconscious mind, then that is exactly what's going to be. And you will continue to just stay in a slump, and you will find yourself moving forward, and you'll wonder why. You'll say, now, why am I in this situation? All you have to do is look in the mirror. It's you. Instead of pointing fingers at other people, saying, this is the person that I blame, that person is to blame, my kids is to blame, my man is to blame, my woman is to blame, everybody, I'm just blaming everybody, but I just don't want to look in the mirror and know that it's really me. I'm really the problem. You know, people move from state to state because they're not happy, so I'll move here, I'll go there. Just move all over the place. And what you're doing, you're running from yourself. Because it's you. No one else is the problem. It's just you. I've seen people do that. They run from place to place. They're not happy. They're very unhappy. But they look at everything and they feel like the reason why things is happening in their lives is because of somebody else. And it's wrong to just blame other people for your stuff, you know, for whatever you're going through. You know, so I just, you know, I'm just happy that that I actually met you, group of people that, you know, we can come and have some common ground on how we feel about certain issues. We have like-minded thoughts. We might have different religious views or whatever, but at the end of the day, we have respect for one another. You know, and it's just great that I was able to be introduced to the show overall, and now I find that my life is going in a different direction, and that's a great thing, because I never really had that. You know, I've worked jobs. I've worked hard. I've slaved. I've had jobs that, you know, I had to do a lot of physical labor. And I'm like, why am I doing this to myself? And then I said, well, you know what? Again, like, life is about choices, so let me make a choice. Let me make a better choice. Let me work a job, you know, where I'm using my brain, you know. And so I got a job in a library and, you know, worked with other people, you know, things, you know, meeting a lot of people. I met a lot of homeless people like that too, and that's another show. But, you know, I met so many great people, you know, and I was able to, you know, use my brain for a change, as opposed to pulling on this bucket and cleaning planes and, you know, working for the Board of Education as a custodian and things like that. Nothing wrong with that. I commend anybody that does a custodian job. That's their choice. That's what you want to do. It pays the bills and it's good money, you know. But for me, it just wasn't worth it because it was a backbreaking job. And like I said, I've had many backbreaking jobs when all I have to do is just say, you know what, I could make a better choice and do something different for myself. I don't have to do this. I can do this. But I didn't know that then. And it's a shame that I had to wait till 50 years old to open up my eyes. Well, really in my late 40s, 46. 47, I started seeing things differently. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Okay, I could do this. I could do that. Life is choices. I can, you know, make choices, because I left all those people that dragged me down. I left them alone. I had to leave them alone. I had to, in order for me to move forward in the things that I need to do, I had to leave the people alone. That was no good for me. And with that, I rest my mic.
Yeah, we're still here.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Oh, okay. Let me put this back on speak. Did you hear what I just said, or could you hear me, or did I go out? All day I've just been going in and out. I don't know what's going on with my phone. Yeah, so that's basically where I am today. You know, I think that this is really a therapeutic conversation. I wish that more people could have listened in, because I think that that would have helped a lot of people to come on and say, you know what, I've been in that situation. So this topic right here is it can reach all different types of lives, you know, different people, you know, how they feel about themselves and, you know, their children, everything. It kind of like touches bases on everything that goes on in people's everyday lives, you know, and why they feel the way they feel about themselves and about other people, and how do we view the world, you know, all this stuff, you know, all that negative stuff, all that bad vibe stuff, you know, these are things that we look at on a daily basis, and we're faced with these things daily because we have people that come into our lives that are different, you know. Everyone has different personalities. They're all walks of life out there. So you have to deal with people accordingly. You deal with them according to how they are as people. Some people tend to deal with people and they look at them and say, oh, I'm not going to deal with you because of what such and such did to me, so I'm going to shut you out. It's not fair to do that, you know, because, again, that has something to do with self-esteem issues, because such and such wouldn't have did it to you had you not let them do it to you. If you just told such and such, kick rocks, I'm not allowing that, then you would have to treat the other person as trying to come in as you know, being mean toward the other person. Because people do that. They look at other people and say, I don't want no more people in my life. I don't want no more friends. I'm just going to be by myself. I think, you know, I've heard that even growing up. And I'm like, wow, that's terrible that you would say that you just want to be all by yourself and don't want to be bothered with anyone. So-and-so did that to you. So, you know, you don't want to be bothered any longer because of how you were treated by other people. But once you lay the ground rules and tell people what you are not having and you're not going to have any disrespect and that, you know, you can be nice, you know, and I think that a lot of times people take niceness for people's weakness because they look at that and say, oh, well, that person's nice, so I can just run over them. No, that doesn't mean that. I'm from Newark, New Jersey. Don't let the Newark come out. You know, I'm not saying that I would be bad or anything like that, but then you'll see the other side, you know, to let you know that I'm not going to allow you to just use me as a walking or a doormat. You know, so oftentimes we do that. We do it to ourselves. Nobody does anything to us. We tell, oh, such and such did so-and-so to me, such and such did. They would never have gone that far had you never allowed them to do it. Can you hear me? This phone, oh, my goodness.
You're absolutely right. You are absolutely right.
For some reason, my phone's been going in and out all through the night. I don't understand it. You know, and I'll say something, but it's like, I don't think that you guys hear me because I can't hear you for like a certain amount of time, and then you'll come back in and say, oh, yeah, I heard what you said.
But oh, you know why? Probably because we mute in our lines, and then you hear a lot of silence.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
that's what I do, because I'm eating ice chips, so after I get finished speaking, I'll mute the line. But
okay.
I wonder if Brother Maurice is ready now.
Brother Maurice?
I think he said check back with him in a few minutes.
Yeah, because he said that he was Brother Maurice, you're on the line. No. Well, I'll continue until he comes on. You know, okay, good, yeah. It looks like the mic is lit, but he hasn't gone. He didn't leave. I think he's still with us.
Oh.
Okay, because it says all time. Okay, so, like I said earlier, you know, we as people have to know who we are. We have to love ourselves. We have to build our confidence. And it's hard once you become an adult. It's not easy. It's really, really not easy. It's so hard to build something that you should have had from day one. You know, it's a struggle to do it, you know, but it can be done. It can be done once you start loving yourself. Once you start loving yourself, then you will be able. And I think that I heard Pamela make that comment that you have to love yourself first in order for you to love others. You cannot just love somebody else and you're not loving you. Like I tell my son, I had a teenager son back in the day, and I said to him, I tell him, you cannot be friends to people. These people, if they're not being friends to themselves and they're not loving themselves, how can they be friends to you? Because he said, oh, my boy's on the block, this and that. Oh, yeah, those are my friends, and yeah, this and that. And they'll, oh, he always talks about his friends, his friends, his friends, his friends. His friends were out there getting killed and all that stuff, and I tried to keep him away from that by keeping him involved in football, basketball, every activity I could think of. I kept him involved in it because I didn't want anything to happen to him. And for some reason, he just always navigated back toward these crazy people. And I explained that to him. Those guys are not your friends. They're not your friends. You better listen to me. I'm telling you something that I know. They're not your friends. Friends would not be out there doing what they do to themselves. They're out there killing each other. They don't care nothing about you. They're not friends. And I was trying to just drill that, but he did not understand it. But thank God my son is still around. You know, I thank God for that because, you know, he was going down a slippery slope, but he's pulled up. He's okay now. But, you know, it took him a long time to get there, you know. Sometimes it just takes people a little longer than others, and, you know, you can't look at people and completely abandon them or, you know, and put them down because of who they are. You just have to allow them to be who they are and just, you know, continue to love them anyway. But with people that are taking and sucking the life out of you, oh, no, that's something that can't be allowed. Just can't allow people to do that to you. You know, you have to, you know, say, well, you know what, I come first. You know, when it comes down to, I don't care who it is, you have to come first. And you find that people are doing that, people in your circle that are really making you feel drained and totally just, I mean, you know, just totally just tired and exhausted. Okay, I have to remove myself away from this person. And that's just what it is, you know. So I know that if there are many people out there that, you know, they have to have someone that they have to dump on. There are people out there like that. They have to have that. That's what makes them feel good as people. I have to dump on you. You have to let me dump on you, but no one has to let anyone else dump on them and make them feel bad about anything or, you know, or treat them any kind of way. You know, it's bad to allow someone to do that to you. You know, even for loved ones, sometimes you see it in loved ones. You see loved ones being treated badly by other people, and it's like you want to, you know, you just want to jump in that and say, you can't do that, you know, but that person has to realize it for themselves and say, you know what, I cannot allow it anymore, you know, no matter what we say, you know, we might love the person, but no matter what we say, it won't have anything to do with them making a conscious decision to say to themselves, I'm not doing this no more, I'm not going to let you do this to me anymore.
Hello?
And so, with that, I rest my mic. Brother Maurice, are you with us?
Okay.
Brother Maurice. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, is that Brother John?
Yeah, that's Jesus in the flesh.
Oh, okay. Hey, Brother John, how you doing?
I came back. Bonnie came back for the black people, so it better not be light-skinned.
You left us, but you came back. That's what happened with me earlier. My phone just went out just out of nowhere. Boom, just left. And Sister Pamela was like, I think so. It left the show, but I don't know. My phone just has been acting up the whole time, you know, in and out. So, but it's good to have you on the show tonight. Do you have any comments or questions about the show? Hello?
Yeah. I would say as far as loving yourself would be the first step, and then after that, you need a mate. Because you can't love yourself completely without knowing the two energy forces desiring you. Yourself whether you're female or male, so let's say male first, you understand the masculine energy because you are the ultimate expression in the physical world of the masculine energy. If you're a female, you'll understand the feminine energy because you're the ultimate expression of feminine energy in the physical world, being a female. But after understanding that side to you, which is called the Kabbalah or the Tree of Life, understanding what depends on what side you're on, you know, once you understand that, then you have to get a mate. You have to get a mate. When I say have to, it means soulmate, we'll call it. Because then they'll teach you the masculine side, being a female, hovering the feminine side, masculine down, or you get the feminine side, being a male, hovering the masculine side, master down. So in order to love yourself completely, you need a mate to do that. You can't do it on your own. But you first start with self, because if you don't understand being a male, the masculine energy, then it's very difficult to love the feminine energy, because you are the ultimate expression in the physical world of the masculine energy. And to take on a mate, having its own thought, pardon its own brain to control its own body, it'd be very difficult to do that. So it do start with that first energy field that you manifest into or you have inside your body. Then you have to go and get a proper mate. I'm not saying you run there and get any woman or get any man, but you got to get the one that actually compliments you, that actually whatever you lack in, they got you. And once you do that and understand that energy to them, everything outside of you is an aspect of you to understand you. So all you're doing is understanding them to understand yourself. And that's when you completely love yourself. And that's called self-mastery as well, too. And that's dealing with the tree of life. That's what they talk about in the Bible when they talk about the tree of life. That's why, in the symbolic term, he didn't want Adam to eat from the tree of life, meaning, because he fell from Chari chakra, and he fell down to his lower chakra, so he didn't want him to rise back up right away. And there was a time where that will happen, which we are in the time now of rising back up. So loving yourself is actually mastering the Kabbalah, the tree of life, knowing the left, the right, and the middle, going back up into the Christhood. And once one gets in the Christhood, then they master self. And that's the total aspect of love itself, and the end result, you get into a bliss moment. Bliss means there's no peace, there's no hatred, there's nothingness. That's where it all starts. And that's the total love of self, when there's nothing but bliss. And that's my mic.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, Brother John. I agree with you on that, because there are so many people out there now, they're not, you know, happy in their relationships, and they, you know, just kind of like, I guess they just let the other person just do whatever. But like you said, if you have someone that you're with and they're complimenting you and they're making you feel good, that's what a relationship is about, you know, helping you to feel good and, you know, just giving you that sense of, you know, being, you know, I would like to comment more on that. But I was wondering if Brother Maurice was trying to get in, or, you know, if you wanted to comment on anything. We've been trying to have him to comment tonight, but for some reason he's been in and out. Brother Maurice, are you with us? Brother Maurice? I guess he's not. Okay, this is the countdown of the show. The show is about to come to an end. You all have been great. This is a great, great show. Thank you, Sister Shamika, Brother John, Brother Maurice, Sister Pamela, and to the guests that intended on this, that came in on the show tonight. I appreciate you all coming on. Thank you so much. You all were great. It was a great topic for discussion tonight. We all, I'm sure, got a lot out of it. I know I did. It was a learning experience for us all, and I just appreciate you guys being on tonight, and I look forward to doing many more shows with you all. I'm just sorry that Brother Maurice call dropped for some reason. But again, I appreciate you, Brother Maurice, for bringing me on to the show, allowing me to have this show. And with that, I will say good night and peace and blessings.
for those